views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to the best producer, Carter. Hey, Carter.
Howdy.
So, Carter, I'm going to put you on the spot,
oh boy,
which, you know, I often do, and he's such a good sport about it. You and I have never met in person.
Nope,
but I would say we have a connection. Would you agree?
I would agree. Absolutely.
Well, that's a good answer. And really, this is why I'm so excited by today's episode. You know, sacred connections. We have a connection with people even over the phone, over internet, video, through books we read. You know, and having that sacred connection goes beyond people. It goes beyond places. It's the world around us, nature, and animals. And I think we all possess really that innate ability to authentically connect with earth, animals, and the world of spirit. And we find our way of being in the world, which is what my special guest, Deb Matlock from Wild Rhythms, and I will explore today, as well as how you can develop a connection of living with and in your own wild rhythms. So a little bit about Deb. Deb Matlock grew up in the mountains of Colorado and is deeply committed to nurturing the connection between people, animals, earth, and spirit. Deb, through her business, Wild Rhythms, offers shamanic-style spiritual guidance, animal communication, and sacred nature connection workshops and retreats. She has spent over 25 years working as a professional environmental and humane educator and naturalist. She is passionate, and you will hear that today. She is passionate about helping others find connection and deep spiritual meaning in their lives. So let's not waste any more time and welcome Deb Matlock. Hello, Deb.
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show today.
I am honored that you could be here. So Deb, tell us how and why you began Wild Rhythms.
Wild Rhythms began actually as kind of an impulse where I wanted to create a container, do various forms of creative work that allowed the exploration of these connections that you just mentioned in your lovely introduction, and also be able to offer that to folks in various different ways. I've spent my career working with a lot of organizations, governments, nonprofits, and it's absolutely wonderful. I wanted a little place though where I could do some of this work that went to the spiritual realm and the creative realm in a way that it didn't have to match with an organization's mission, and I could just work with people directly.
And I do. And I love that because that's, you know, you can create your own container. And that's where I love, because, you know, with what I do, it's all rooted in self and rooted in our four body systems. And I think, speaking of connections, we had that instant connection on really looking at the world around us. And I think that is so important. So in your work, I mean, we all know what the word means, but tell us in your work, what does connection mean?
I love that question. I think that's one of those questions that I hope that I would answer differently 40 years from now than I will answer it today. The journey. I look at it as a relationship. It's interacting with the world around us, whether that's human or non-human, whether that's animate or our quote unquote inanimate, and just knowing that our relationship is dynamic and changing. And it's kind of like, I think of connection as a verb, to action. It's not something we just say, oh, I'm connected. It's more like an ongoing developing relationship.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more, because you have that instant, it's almost like when you fall in love, you have that honeymoon period, you have that instant, maybe attraction to somebody, but it's when you actually get to know somebody and go deeper that you have that true connection.
I agree. And then that's where the discovery happens and continues to happen. And over time, whether it's a person or a place, you know, it's the more we put attention to that connection and that relationship, the more it can deepen and the more discovery we can make.
Yes. So over the next hour, what we're going to be talking about is connections with earth, animals, and spirit. So I want to begin with one's connection to the earth. How can we all find connection in our own backyard? Like I said, like before everybody, when we were live, I said, I almost lost my pug in the backyard because my grass is too long. But literally, how can we find our connection in our own backyard?
Yeah, that is such a foundational piece of connection. I mean, if we make the time, whether that's a few seconds, a few minutes, a few hours, to just say, I'm going to walk outside and I'm going to see who's here too. You know, what birds are in the trees? What flowers are blooming today that weren't yesterday? You know, is there a sign of some other animal that's walked through the garden? Or if it's not a yard, is it walking down the sidewalk? Are there insects that are more active in the cracks on the sidewalk today than yesterday? It's just kind of an increased awareness and making that time. And sometimes that can be within our regular schedules, you know, walking from one meeting to the next or heading out to our car. It's a perception, I think.
Yeah. And it is, it's that the awareness, the mindfulness. I had a perfect example and I actually forgot about it until you said that. I was walking to my mailbox to get my mail after work. And I saw these bunnies all running around. I'm like, why do I have so many bunnies in my yard? And I looked right down by my mailbox, bunnies had given birth. There was three little baby bunnies. And it was like, oh my goodness. And so then I was trying to make sure I was clearing everything away so that nobody would get at them without touching them. But if I would have been on my phone, or I wouldn't have been paying attention or just ignored it, you wouldn't have had that connection. And, you know, my thought turned to the miracle of life and how it's spring and everything's starting anew and renewing. And it is, it's being mindful and being connected with yourself and everything around you to experience the beauty of what is in our own backyard.
And that is the perfect example. And I'm sure then for days following, when you walk out to your mailbox, you're going to be looking around and wondering what's up with the little bunnies. And and when they start to, you know, spread their wings, if you will, and then head out into the world, you know, you'll notice. It's that deeper intimacy with a place that you live and presumably see every day.
Yeah. So tell me, what does that connection to everything around us, the life around us, the life of the other animals, what does it tell us about our own rhythms?
You know, the way I look at that is that we are also an animal and we have come from this earth. We wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for the plants and animals and places around us that have formed our species. And so being aware, like we just talked about, noticing the bunnies being born, but then also saying, where do you feel yourself being attracted? For myself, I love clouds and I love breeze going through trees. And just what is it that attracts me? And what does that tell me about my rhythms and my needs and how I can maybe form my day to incorporate more of that? And as opposed to letting the rhythms of the world just impose themselves on my schedule all the time or how I live. So for example, I know that I really love to look at the clouds even for a few minutes at a time. And it's really important to calm down my brain, stress under control, clear my head. It's a rhythm of the earth that I've also found is an important rhythm for me.
And that, I mean, you say that, and I was just looking out my window right now to look at the clouds and you know, I don't know, when is the last time I did that? When we were kids, you used to lay out and say, oh, that looks like, you know, a airplane. That looks like a dog. That looks like a star. I mean, used to do that, spend several minutes to an hour doing that. And it's those little things that as we grow, we forget. And it is a very calming effect on you. You get time to take those deep breaths, to really appreciate what's around us. In my last episode, I was giving a little nod to Mother Earth because of Earth Day and Arbor Day. But we talked about appreciating the nature and all it does and it gives us. I mean, there's so many things that nature and earth and the animals provide to us that we take for granted every day. And I think you're absolutely right that that connection gives us the either oomph, the relax, the calmness that we need to move forward and get in our own rhythmic pattern.
Absolutely. And also, I think the inspiration, I mean, I can't even count the number of ideas that I've had for my business or my work or my personal life when I was in a park or on a trail or watching the clouds, you know, just even for a few minutes. It's like it's co-creating life with the earth around us.
And I think that's so important. Instead of just taking, it is that mutual, as you said, co-creating and knowing that we have a responsibility to everything, just like we have a responsibility to people around us, right? Our actions or inactions affect other people. It affects other living creatures around us. And I think if we take that time to appreciate it, and I think sometimes people forget that, you don't have to go to the Alaskan bush to go on a wild retreat, right? You can go in your own backyard. You can walk in a park or something to that effect to be able to really connect to the earth around us. Take off your shoes, walk barefoot, have that grounding, get that, you know, a mini forest bathing experience.
That's exactly it. It's around us all the time. We are nature and nature is everywhere. So sacred is, and the connections and the relationships are inescapable. It's all just about that awareness and that mindfulness, like you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Oh, this is just so much wonderful information, Deb. So before we take a quick break, tell everybody how they can reach you and really learn more about your services.
Sure. I have a website for my business, Wild Rhythms, and that's www.wild-rhythms.com. And Rhythms is R-H-Y-T-H-M-S.
Perfect. So that's www.wild-rhythms.com. You can look up all the information on Deb's services, how to reach out to her, more about her wonderful experience. She is highly educated, and I think you'd be surprised at the different things that she has to offer. So during the next segments, we're going to discuss our connection to animals and the value it possesses. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us. for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals, where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. We also welcome back Deb Matlock of Wild Rhythms. Deb, remind folks of how they can reach you to learn more about your business, Wild Rhythms.
Absolutely. I have a website for my business, and it's www.wild-rhythms.com.
And also, Deb has a special discount for all you listeners. Make reference to this episode of Get Rooted Radio, and you will receive 10% off any shamanic-style spiritual guidance or animal communication package purchased by June 1st of this year, 2019. Just mention Get Rooted Radio. So during the last segment, we looked at our connection to the earth. But I want to move on to connection to animals. So what is the value of really deeply connecting to and truly understanding animals, especially the ones we live with, Deb?
I really love that question. I think there's multiple levels of answer. First value is for the animals themselves. The more we think about our dogs and our cats, for example, we understand their world. We look at life through their eyes. What is this like for them? You know, it allows us to stop and reflect and step back and say, okay, wait a minute, maybe I want to do this a little differently, or maybe I want to make my schedule work a little bit in a more dog-friendly way, something like that. I think the other piece of that is it helps us realize that we aren't that different. We look at our animals we're living with and see them as fellow beings, you know, on this journey, on this amazing earth. So it's easier to see more in common than different, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like physical activity, right? When you don't do something yourself, or you sit around a lot, or like if you're at work and you have a desk job and you're sitting all day, you kind of get sore, you feel lethargic because maybe you haven't had the physical activity. And if you leave your animals all day and they're just laying, they're going to be stiff. They're going to have a little bit more of that arthritis sort of stuff setting in. They're going to be lethargic, and you wonder, or antsy, right? When I'm stuck inside all day, I get antsy. And that's the same thing with animals. And it's like looking at somebody else's perspective. Take and put yourself into your animal's shoes. How, or pause, right? How does that affect them?
Absolutely. I've heard more people over the years have concerns with their dog's behavior at the end of the day when they've been at work all day and their dog's been home alone the entire day. And they say, oh, my dog is spastic and this and that. And it's like, I would be too. You know, this is where looking at the dog going, wow, there's a lot of energy in that being right there. And it's my responsibility, understanding my connection, to say, how can I help? Let's go outside and play the ball, or whatever it is. I think you're exactly right. Putting ourselves in their paws, or in their wings, or whatever it is. Hoofs.
Right. So it helps them, which is awesome. But sometimes people like, oh, they're just animals, which if you have pet owners out there, we all know that many, 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 probably 90% of pet owners they're not just pets. They're a part of our family. But looking at it at a different way, you know, what does that connection to the animals teach us about ourselves?
Right. It's, you know, the questions that I ask when I'm looking at my dogs and saying, how can I meet their needs, or what are my needs? Do I need to lay down and take a nap right now in the sun that looks so warm and cozy? I need to get outside and get some fresh air and run around and play. You know, do I need to be more focused on the present moment than I am in my own mind right now? And these are all gifts and things I've learned from my animals. Watching my cat sleep in a sunny window has inspired me more than once to stop and say, I think maybe I also need to slow down. And look at how they make that nap. I could learn something from them.
I did. I needed to go out and get a new hammock, literally, because I was so tired. I wanted to take a nap, but I didn't want to be outside. So I'm like, well, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here. No pun intended. We talking about animals. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take my nap that I need out in the sun so I can at least be out in the fresh air, getting some of that vitamin D, soaking up the just the smells, the, you know, the earthiness, the flowers, all that. And it rejuvenates us. And I think spending that also time with your animals, it gives you that unconditional love. And it just, the joy. I mean, when you come home, I mean, I don't know about you. I have a teenager who is not always jumping up and down, so excited to see me when I walk through the door, but my animal always is. And instead of getting annoyed, let's say, oh, appreciate it. Like, not get down, stop jumping. How about, oh, I'm so happy to see you too.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things with dog walking is to let the dog sort of be the hike leader. You know, if your dog stops and looks at something or smells something, why don't you get down and smell it too? Or take a moment and say, what is it my dog is really interested in right now? Is there a mouse running through the grasses? There's so many beautiful things that I have seen because my dogs have pointed the direction.
Yeah. And I think it's also, not only would you find some interesting, very, very interesting things and become more aware, it also can be a safety contingent, right? If you're paying attention to how your animal's reacting, in your example, walking the dog, right? Are they starting to get the hair on the back of their neck? Is it raising up? Are they starting to growl a little bit? Are you being aware of what is around you? Is there, I'm not saying an enemy, but is there danger approaching? Or is there something, you know, if you're in the woods walking, is there another animal? If you're in a dark place, is there somebody approaching that you should maybe make sure that you're paying attention?
Absolutely. I mean, I live in rattlesnake country here in Colorado. And I always say when I do education programs for dog folks, I want to know about the rattlesnake first. Mm-hmm. And if it's my dog alerting, I want to be able to see and identify that that's what we're dealing with before my dog goes in nose first and gets, you know, chomped on the nose with a rattlesnake or something. So yeah, you're exactly right. It's part of that awareness that also brings us closer into earth and connection to not only animals, but the earth around us.
Yeah. It's the awareness and mindfulness. And I mean, that is our animals working on our behalf when we can pay attention. I mean, they do it all the time. I mean, even my cat, they hear something, like I might not be paying attention, and they might have heard the door open, and all of a sudden, you know, they're looking straight up and somebody here, what's going on, right? And so you become, they're working, they're telling us. They might not be able to literally speak, but they are telling us and talking to us through their actions and their emotions if we pay enough attention. But on that other hand, you know, how can our sense of connection to the animals enable us to work on their behalf? They're working on our behalf, but how can we work on their behalf?
Yes, I think the more that we are open and aware and kind of inquisitive about our connection to the animals in our lives, the more we can ask ourselves, how can I live differently, whether that's personally or at a family level, or taking it to a more community or a larger level of how our culture treats and lives with the animals. You know, I think that the responsible question that comes after we start to see ourselves reflected in our companion animals is, what do we as humans have a responsibility to do to live differently on this earth?
And that is so important. And I think it's something that we forget. We go around, we think we're higher on the food chain, right? And yet, if it wasn't for many animals around us, right down to bees, right? Bees and insects. And and worms and, you know, our animals, our domesticated animals that give us love. There, without all these other creatures, we wouldn't, because they have roles in this earth and in this world that we depend on. And I believe that we forget that, you know, we are, you know, we're bigger, we're badder. Like I said, higher on the food chain. And I think being a little bit more humble and remembering our place and our obligation to them would only make us a better person. I mean, would you agree with that?
Totally agree. And I've many times over the years, I've heard people talk about, you know, humans, when we have our incredibly developed brains and our all the things that make us human, our thumbs and all these pieces put together. And with that comes opportunity and ingenuity, and also I think a deep and sacred responsibility.
So how do we get more connected? You know, besides being more aware and taking the time, being mindful, having mindful action, how do we take the time to really get rooted and get that connection with either our own domesticated animals, but just everything around us?
I think there's a few different ways, depending on a person's interests and sensibilities. One way is to learn. Take naturalist-led hikes in your community, or read about dog behavior and the experience of the dog and human bond, or animal-human bond. Go out there and spend the time and just see what is it drawing your attention, and what do you want to know about that you don't. Be like, what bird is that? When does that bird get into my area? Does it migrate? And just sort of taking those times to bear witness to life around you is not only is it open up an entire world. I mean, I feel like the more I do that, the more questions I have. It will lead me forever. It also just helps us develop an intimacy, a deeper knowing, which leads to that connection and that relationship, I think.
Yeah, it's you need to be thirsty for that knowledge and educate yourself. And that's good on anything, right? On any level. Yeah. You know, the more you know, the more time you take to learn another person's, animal's, situation's perspective, the more you can be aware and understand what next steps you need to take.
Absolutely. And the more we spend time, even just being in the space of a tree or a dog or the birds or the clouds, the more we just let our minds start to create those questions and those inspirations. And then that does lead us to what work do I want to do, or how do I want to contribute, or what do I want to do differently?
It is. And I think it's so special. And we can take this knowledge on the connection and apply it to people and places as well. And I think that's an important thing to remember.
Absolutely. It's all the same relationship building skills, I think.
Great. So during the next segment, we're going to discuss our connection to spirit and the constraints and really empowerment it holds. So don't go away. I am Erica Gifford Mills here with Deb Matlock, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit getrootedradio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's getrootedradio.com. I'm here with Deb Metlock of Wild Rhythms. And earlier in the show, we talked about connection to earth and to animals and truly what that all means, not only to them, but to us. It's really pretty amazing information. And much of what we take for granted. Now, in the work I do with my clients, I remind them of the importance of looking at the whole self, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and how having this balanced approach and understanding one's values and how they affect our actions can improve our relationships with others. And it's the same with understanding the sacred connections we have with everyone around us. So I want to really jump right back into this because this segment, we're talking about connection to spirit. So Deb, let's get back at it. This is some really deeply empowering stuff, and I want to hear your thoughts on connection to spirit. So what is spirit and spirituality?
These are questions. I think defining those terms is one of those things that is historically a human endeavor. What does it mean? What is spirit? What is spirituality? I think of spirit as the life force, and whatever color or flavor people put on that, it can be a Christian God, it can be a scientific universe, it can be all sorts of things, but there's this life force that I like to think of as spirit. Spirituality, I think of as dancing with that life force or dancing with the mystery that is all around every day. So many things that I know that I will go to my grave and not fully understand, yet I think about constantly. It is really in my mind a dance.
I love that, dancing with it. That I've not heard that before, and I think that is beautiful because it's such a deeply personal aspect. And I know sometimes when I first talk to some of my clients and they're like, wait, spiritual, you know, I don't want to get into religion. And I'm like, no, it, that's your personal. That's one way how you express your spirituality. So I'm not trying to change anybody's viewpoints. I'm trying to pull it out. You know, are you really in touch with spirit and spirituality, whatever that is on a personal level to you? But what is that connection? And are you acting on it? Because I think, you know, our relationship with modern culture here, and sometimes people, we shouldn't do, it's like politics, right? You don't talk about politics or religion. But, you know, how can this relationship be explored within the constraints of our modern culture?
Absolutely. And I think that's where we're getting at some of those core spiritual ideas, and that for each of us to say, you know, what does it mean to me to live a spiritual life? And it might mean that it's deeply rooted in a traditional religion, and it might mean that it's completely opposite of a religion that somebody grew up in and doesn't resonate with. But knowing that the core values that we each carry can propel us into our daily life and our choices and how we treat each other and the world around us. And honestly, I don't know that it's all that different from religion to religion, or from belief to belief, or from sense of spirituality from one person to the next. I've done some research on that where I've asked people, what comes to mind when you think of spirituality? And I hear words repeatedly like awe, connection, mystery, something larger than myself, a deeper purpose, a deeper meaning. And I've heard these same words come up from groups across the board with religious backgrounds and cultural backgrounds. And, you know, it's very exciting to me to think that.
And
it's a unifying thing.
And it is. I mean, and I love that you brought that up, because that is so true. I mean, the way it's just like how you eat, how you exercise, your education, it's fundamentally the same. Right? It's having faith, whatever that faith is, having a deep connection, knowing that it's something that's greater than myself, greater than just here. And we can really explore that. And if we, as a society, can respect how others then practice that, whatever that might be, I think that's where we get a little bit better. We get a little bit more information, and we can fully respect and understand, and then go deeper in our own spirituality.
Yeah, and I think that might also be the place where we can become this amazing expression of humanity. I mean, if we can respect each other and know that at our core, there are so many similarities between people and animals and the earth, and, you know, we all have the same needs and the same wants. There's a beautiful flower waiting to bloom in that place of tolerance, acceptance, and understanding that even if it looks different than what might work for me, doesn't mean that it's not super valid for that person.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, once you do that, you truly get empowered, which is a question I have for you, is that, you know, what is empowered spirituality? I've heard that term, and yet I don't know that I've ever truly heard it defined, because you can be empowered and you can have spirituality, but what is that empowered spirituality?
My definition for that, it involves living and acting from a place of that deep and sacred connection that we've been talking about, whether that's connection to ourselves, the world of spirit, nature, animals, but living from that place, acting from awareness of that place, letting that guide our choices and how we present ourselves in the world, and then the work that we do. I feel like an empowered sense of spirituality kind of opens the door for us to live our lives as acts of service to whatever it is that's calling us and whatever we feel the most passionate about.
And acts of service are so important. And I'm not just talking about, you know, paying it forward. It's really, how do we serve ourselves? How do we serve our spirituality that then helps us? How do we serve others? And that gets us at the core, right? It gets to our values.
Yeah, and I think part of that empowered spirituality is each of us knowing what our values are, the things that drive us and that we have as our non-negotiables, no matter what's going on around us, these are the values. And I've heard speakers and professionals talking to, you know, leaders saying, you want to pick those two or three core values that really, no matter the situation, are within your soul. I don't know if that's, you know, needed or not to have just a two or three, but it kind of makes sense to do that work of saying, what is it about my life that is just not negotiable?
And setting those boundaries. That is one of the biggest things. I know personally, I didn't set good boundaries myself. That's how I pretty much got into what I do now, is realizing that those boundaries that we set, you need to respect them yourself, because if you don't, you're going to let people cross them every single day. And if we really get ourselves connected to spirit and really truly use that empowered spirituality, it's going to enable us to live a life that we want, right? That we value and live that life of service.
I agree. You know, I like to think of it as living a life that I can look myself in the mirror and say, okay, this is all good. You know, right. Whatever the stressors, whatever the challenges, if I know that those values are in place, and I'm with you, boundaries have been something I've had to work a lot to develop as well, because it's easy and when so much stimulus and so many demands to those boundaries become pretty fluid.
Yeah. And it's having respect for yourself and having respect for what you need. And I'm not just talking physical needs, I'm talking emotional needs, mental needs, spiritual needs, that I need to do this. Like, I know when I haven't gotten outside enough. I know when I haven't just been alone. I need my alone time because, I mean, and I'm sure you're the same way. You're with people, you're guiding people, you're coaching people. And then it's like, I need a break from people. When I don't have that, I'm not full. I'm not balanced. And I know I personally am working on that more spirituality, you know, getting more of that in my life because it's where I'm not in balance. And I think that connection to spirit, once you realize that it's not being fulfilled, no one's going to do anything about it but yourself. And learning how to get connected to that is your job, right? Personally, it's what you need to do for yourself to get there. And what would you say that maybe some tips would be for people to truly get connected to spirit?
I think the first thing is to think of it as a lifelong journey, like any other relationship, like we've been talking about during this show. It's dynamic and it develops and changes. And so the more we focus our attention on what is my relationship to spirit, the more we peel away those onion layers and we find out deeper and deeper levels of intrigue and meaning for ourselves and value for ourselves. Other pieces, I think if we let our hearts talk and say, what is my heart saying? You know, do I want more time out in nature? Do I want to go to the church of my childhood and just hear the choir again? Do I want to go serve at a soup kitchen? How does my heart say, what does my heart say when I say, what do I need to do to be deeper connected to spirit? And just knowing that that answer can be as unique as each of us, and there's no right or wrong. And that honestly, I think the wisdom of our heart really does guide us into that relationship.
Yes, it's the, I've talked about on previous episodes, it's that internal GPS. And I think you're right. It is a lifelong journey. And some things that will change as you get older. It's kind of like your nutrition, you get hungry and you need different nutrients. And I think that spirituality grows as you grow and as you age. And
absolutely,
again, it is, it's such a lifelong. So Deb, before we take a quick break, tell everybody how they can reach you one more time and learn about your services.
Sure. I would love for folks to visit my website at www.wild-rhythms.com.
Thank you. So when we get back, we're going to see how we can take all of what we've learned and all of what we've talked about for the last few segments and find our own personal wild and natural rhythm. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration, you might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. I'm here with my special guest, Deb Matlock of Wild Rhythms. So if you've missed any part of this episode, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. And I'm so glad that we've had the pleasure to speak with Deb and really about our connections to everything around us. It's been truly enlightening. And what I want to do is figure out, so everything that we learn, how does it make us connect? You know, how does all that we've talked about relate to ourselves, and how can we discover really our own rhythms?
Yeah, I think that is one of the most empowering questions. And I know for myself, asking that question has made my life change in all kinds of different ways. You know, I think people can start out by just saying, what feels natural to me? If I had a full day with no obligations, which so we still have very many of those, but just saying, what would it look like? That's a good place to start. When would I get up? Am I an early riser or do I sleep in? Do I need a nap or not? When do I like to eat? How much time do I feel like I need that's quiet in my own space versus kind of out there working with others or talking to people? Getting that lay of the land for themselves first is a good way to start. And then saying, okay, now that I know this, how can I pull little pieces of that into my schedule where I do have days with lots of demands and different time commitments? Other piece of that is looking at the natural world around us and seeing what rhythms are we most intrigued by. Is it a seasonal rhythm? Do we find ourselves more active in the summer and less active in the fall? Or is it the opposite of that? Do we feel like winter is our time to just really produce and create? Or do we feel ourselves close in? Kind of taking that inspiration from the world around us is another way to start exploring our own rhythms.
And I think that's so true, you know, or if you want to get more active. So, I mean, I know personally, just from where I live in the winter, sometimes I tend to be more dormant, but I don't necessarily want to be, right? I want to get in a rhythm. So it's finding those things that you can enjoy and you can get out to do, or, you know, it's not so bad when you have the proper, maybe attire, right? You're dressed properly. And I think that is what we forget is stop doing those things that are obligations where we can, of course. I mean, yes, you have to clean your house and do the laundry and do the dishes. But if you have to do something and you have the option of not doing it, then don't do it. Right? Look in deep on what is going to fuel you, what's going to fill your soul, what's going to light yourself up, because that's going to give you that energy to move forward every single day for those things that we can't change, right? The laundry's always going to be there. The dishes are always going to be there. So making those things not so bad to have to do by not doing the things that we don't want to do.
Yeah. And I think, and knowing if we had our ideal choice, what kind of space and time would we want? For example, I do a lot of work with groups and with people, and I love that work. And I also know that my rhythm means after I do, say, a workshop for an afternoon or a presentation, I've really got to have time where I'm not engaged. It's not the night for me to go out to a concert or to a movie or to a busy restaurant. It's the night for me to stay at home and curl up with my critters and be quiet. I need that rhythm. And so once I learned that about myself, it allowed me to start to create a life that is, well, not perfect, but is closer to a rhythm that I can live within and be sustainable and keep my balance within the other work I'm doing.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the value, right? That's the value. And even knowing your own rhythm is doing that, right? Is knowing you have to be aware of what you need.
And I think another piece of that is remembering that we are part of nature. We are ecological beings. And so if you look around the natural world, there are not flowering plants that flower 24/7 every single day all year long. The plants take a break. The flowers die off and the plant goes underground and on the root and gathering nutrients. And then it comes back and flowers again. And so if we look at the rhythms, the day and the night, the moon cycles, seasons, how do we see those reflected in our own lives? Are we creative in certain ways? For example, I know some folks that are creative like earthquakes, where not a lot of action and then boom, a big explosion. And I know other people who are more creative and innovative, like drops of water, a little bit each day, you know, carving the Grand Canyon in the process.
No, and I think you kind of hit it on the head right there, is that humans are nothing more than houseplants. We need sun, we need water, we need nurturing care, we need nice things said to us, right? So I think it's true. And when we acknowledge what we need and then can go after it, we get into a steady rhythm.
Yeah, and I know for myself, when I realize that the rhythms that I need are also rhythms that are reflected in the world around me, and the animals and the plants, and it doesn't make it feel like it's so bizarre, yeah, or that it's wrong that I need quiet time after a presentation, for example, or that I can't, I can't see myself being productive every single day of the year. I have seasons. I kind of work in seasons, and there are times of the year where I'm still just more introspective, and that's a rhythm that nature shows me. It's part of what makes nature so amazing, and it makes it me. It kind of gives me permission to say, okay, this is totally fine that this is part of my rhythm and my way of being in the world.
And acknowledging that that's okay, right? That's how you work best. And it's that, and unfortunately we do live in this fast paced world, right? And there are so many times we do live on autopilot. I mean, I did it the other day. I drove, and next thing you know, I'm like, wait, this isn't where I was going. I just did a whole assumption. So, how can we really lean into our own rhythms instead of the frenzied and demanding culture?
Right. And I think that when you spoke of boundaries in the last segment, it really gets at that point of, if we know what the rhythms for ourselves and we know what we really need, and we know that we can't do that 100% of the time, but we know when we're off that rhythm, we're going to need to make up for it a little bit. We can start to set those boundaries and create that life model that allows for a little bit more living into our own wildness and our own natural rhythm. And as the weeks and months and years go by, maybe we just keep getting better at that.
Yeah. And sometimes it's what works for somebody may not work for you, but being willing to try the different things so that you know what works, right? Just because one person doesn't mean that it's going to be the right thing for you to do. And that's why I say, take everything that's said with a grain of salt, because it might not work for you, and that's okay. But what's the harm of trying it if you're looking for things?
Yeah, and I think spending some time outside is, I know for me, is where I find these rhythms. It's sort of where I see it first, and then I try to weave it into my human existence. And so if people are struggling with what feels natural to them, maybe just go back to that idea of being outside more deliberately and see what nature reveals as an option.
Absolutely. And that's great advice, Deb. Thank you so much. You know, we are running out of time, but I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. It's so great when I can connect with somebody that's really is rooted, right? They want to find that inner rhythm and that works best for you. So if you've missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the second and fourth Thursday of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific. A big thank you to Deb Matlock from Wild Rhythms. Remember, you can reach her at www.wild-rhythms.com. And be sure to take advantage of the 10% discount just by mentioning this show, Get Rooted Radio. Deb, it was a true pleasure having you on today, and I do plan on visiting when I get out west.
Thank you again. I really enjoyed this as well, and thank you for doing this amazing radio show. This is such an important topic.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. So before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to live that rooted life and then take action to make that answer a yes. Have an amazing day, everybody. Thank you, Deb. Looking forward to next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.